This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this baby formula shortage, you know, is complex. And we spoke about how it's affecting, you know, possibly millions of infants. And it stems from a variety of issues, from the pandemic to supply chain issues to labor shortages to maybe some, you know, half-assed quality assurance checks that possibly cause contamination of Cronobacter and Salmonella, and then some regulations in terms of the plants, such as the one in Sturgis, an Abbott plant, that's still shuttered despite Abbott saying, look, we passed. The bacteria didn't come from our plant. So whenever there's a baby formula shortage, or whenever there's, shall we say, a decision to shut something down temporarily, we make that decision in a split second, just like the lockdown. But as we're seeing, it could take months or years to get back on track. That's kind of where we got that saying, don't stop progress. Because once you stop to get everything and the group and the team back again, look at where we are with people coming back to work. You send people home. It was a split-second decision. All right, guys, as of tomorrow, work from home. Everyone's like, yay, all right, we'll work from home. See you tomorrow from home. Now to get everybody to come back, it's like pulling teeth. There's lawsuits. There's accusations of racism. There's people claiming disabilities. There's, and you're like, but right before that, everybody was fine. I mean, you know, for decades you would come to work. Why all of a sudden now am I evil for asking you to come back to work? So this is where we are right now with the baby formula shortage, and parents are trying to stockpile. Walgreens, CVS, Target have had to limit purchases. And as I said yesterday, there were two deaths, or deaths of at least two infants, from a rare infection, Cronobacter Sakazaki. And the FDA had investigated and found traces of a pathogen there at the Michigan Sturgis plant. As a result, the FDA recalled several brands of formula. Parents were advised not to buy those. There were certain brands. And use some formula, other formula options that were not involved in the recall. Recalls happen all the time. But because a major plant was shut down, and it's taking forever for them to continue investigating, then that production now causes a domino effect. Add that to the supply chain issue, people not coming back to work, everything else going on, then, you know, as well as people hoarding, we have a huge shortage. Now, I've been online. You can get formula. Online, there are still stores selling formula, but they might not be selling the exact brand that you like. Now, there have been some people out there who are just, you know, absolutely, generous and altruistic. And they are saying, look, I'm going to donate my breast milk. If any of you need breast milk, you could have mine. You have to be very careful because breast milk can pass viruses in it, cytomegalovirus, HIV. So milk banks might have to be the go-to. The problem is milk banks are trying to keep supply up for these NICU babies. And so Human Milk Banking Association of North America describes the process they go. They use for their milk processing, and it has to be vetted, and it has to be, I mean, there has to, it has to be pasteurized. So according to Human Milk Banking Association of North America, milk banks follow strict screening, processing, dispensing guidelines that were developed by the HMBANA, the bank, the milk bank of Northern America, Association of North America, in consultation with the Centers for Disease Control, the US FDA, member milk banks also follow the regulations set forth by their state departments of health. So, I mean, there are so many regulatory and regulations that have to follow. So you can't just go on Twitter or Facebook and get somebody else's milk because it has to go through the process. So each pasteurization team member thoroughly scrubs his or her hands with antimicrobial soap before putting on the gloves. Gloves are always used. I, well, you know, as average moms, when we breastfeed or pump, I mean, we're on the phone, we're in our moo-moo, whatever. We lift it up, we might be on the toilet, and then we just, you know, stick the suction on there. Was the suction cleaned? You know, were the bottles cleaned? So, I mean, they go through a very strict process. So they wash their hands rigorously, use gloves. Donor milk is carefully transferred from its original storage container to glass flasks before pasteurization. Each pool usually includes human milk from 3 to 5 donor mothers. It is thoroughly mixed to ensure an even distribution of nutritional components. They fill bottles. Bottle sizes range from 1.5 to 8 ounces, are filled with the human milk prior to pasteurization. Then all HMBANA donor milk is pasteurized using the holder method. It eliminates potentially harmful bacteria while retaining the majority of the human milk's beneficial nutrients. Then the human milk samples are taken during the pasteurization process to lab testing. They are cultured to check for bacterial growth. Any contaminated human milk is discarded. I believe they're also screened for the viruses early on. They don't even get processed if they have HIV or cytomegalovirus or hepatitis. And then after pasteurization, donor human milk is ready for freezing, storage, and then it can be dispensed. So, you know, I know people out there, they have good intentions. But you have to be very careful taking somebody else's breast milk. Because if it's not gone through that process, you don't know what your child could be getting. As well as medications. There's medications that could concentrate. It's a bad situation. Definitely reach out to your doctor, and they'll walk you through what you could do or what you could substitute. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where could I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so, you know, I don't know how gullible North Korea thinks we are. But North Korea has announced, as of May 2022, 2.5 years since the pandemic began, almost 3 years since I think the virus leaked, or accidentally leaked out of the Wuhan Institute of Virology, North Korea is now saying they have patient zero. They have their first COVID case. You're like, are you kidding me? Are you flipping kidding me? You're telling me that when South Korea, China, Japan, everybody in the area has been battling COVID this whole time, you have been completely clear. And they did. They said that early on going, no, no, we're good. We are good. And you're like, yeah, right. Well, now they're declaring a major national emergency as the first case of COVID-19 has been identified. You start to now wonder, well, why? If they've been lying this whole time, why now do they feel like they want to go public with their COVID? Do I really believe a country so close to South Korea could have been COVID-free this whole time because of the... Let me see. How did South Korea do? South Korea has had over 17.7 million cases, had at least 23,000 deaths. They have currently 35,000 cases. So they're in active COVID. But North Korea claims to have the first. They have identified their first case of COVID, have now called the situation a major national emergency. It's unclear how many infections have been detected, but state-run news agency KCNA reported today that cases of the Omicron variant had been found in the capital of Pyongyang. Samples collected, according to CNN, from a group of police experiencing fevers, a group of people experiencing fevers on May 8th, tested positive for the highly contagious Omicron variant. An outbreak of COVID-19 could prove dire because they have a dilapidated health care, they have very poor access to health care, poor access to nutrition, and they BS their citizens. So North Korea has not previously acknowledged any coronavirus cases. Few believe that their country of 25 million could have absolutely have had no cases this whole time. So North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has ordered lockdown measures in all cities and directed the distribution of medical supplies the party had reportedly stockpiled in case of COVID. Kim also chaired a meeting of the country's powerful Politburo, they said, which agreed to implement, quote, maximum emergency anti-epidemic measures. According to KCNA, the Politburo criticized the country's anti-epidemic sector for careless, laxity, irresponsibility, and incompetence, failed to respond sensitively to increasing COVID-19 cases across the world. So Kim said the country would overcome this unexpected COVID-19 outbreak. To date, North Korea has allegedly been able to prevent this outbreak by a series of draconian public health measures. Their borders have been sealed since 2020, and they've been working with China, I think, in terms of trade, but something's up. Something is up. And so, you know, I worry, because this is a very unstable time. You worry about what's going to happen with Taiwan and China. You know, I mean, China, if they think any sort of American exercises near Taiwan is going to be intimidatory or inflammatory, then, you know, they might take that as, you see, we got to go in to, you know, Taiwan and take them back or some BS. So North Korea deciding now, of all times, when there was the wild type, there was the alpha, there was the delta, there was the Omicron, there now is the baby Omicron and the grandbaby Omicron. Something's up. I don't know. Is it that they want to go into lockdown and maybe they don't want inspectors looking at the nuclear? I wonder how that works. You know how we spy on North Korea and see if they're, you know, what they're doing with their nuclear arsenal? Maybe this is their way of keeping people out so they can now, you know, kind of start to, like, I don't know. I just don't trust it. You know, U.S. has hit a milestone of over 1 million deaths. According to Worldometers, we hit 1 million deaths a while ago. But I think Biden discussed this milestone today. I know there's been a lot of confusion over the numbers. You know, have many of those million been a miscalculation because everybody was considered to have COVID when this all started, and, you know, somebody was in a car accident or had a heart attack and they tested positive, they were thrown into that as a COVID death. But on the flip side, people say there's a lot of underreporting because many people might have died in their homes and never really had an autopsy, or they could have you know, had a COVID-induced illness that never got treated, homeless people dying, who knows? So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if they're saying the number is a million, I'm going to take it for what it's worth. It's a million. But how does the U.S. with a million deaths, India with 524,000 deaths, Brazil 664,000, France in 147, Germany 137, Russia 377,000 deaths that they're reporting, South Korea 23,000, Italy 164,000, Japan about 30,000. How are all these deaths and these millions of cases worldwide, globally? I think we have had globally 519 million coronavirus cases, North Korea being completely in the clear. I mean, how stupid do they think we are? Well, somebody asked about their vaccines. I don't know what North Korea's vaccine choice is. They are eligible for the global COVID-19 vaccine sharing program, I believe COVAX. In February, according to Reuters, COVAX reportedly scaled back the number of doses allocated. This is the program. It's called COVAX. They scaled back the number allocated to North Korea because the country failed to arrange for any shipments. Now, this is free vaccine. Why would a North Korea want, is it population control? Did they, I mean, why haven't they mass vaccinated their people? In February, UN Special Reporter, Rapporteur on Human Rights in North Korea, Tornaso Hale-Quintana, said on the international community to provide North Korea with 60 million doses of vaccinations to cover at least two shots of the entire population. But North Korea has not provided information on their vaccination situation. So we are assuming the most of the population is unvaccinated. So the big concern now is that they have inadequate testing, inadequate medical facilities, people lying through their teeth, unvaccinated population. There could be some dangerous consequences. I also wonder, how did they not have any deaths up until now, or did they just keep that hidden? Now, Omicron seems to be milder in terms of hospitalization and death. It could be from its basic its DNA, or it could be because so many of us have been exposed. So many of us have some sort of natural immunity as well as vaccine immunity that when Omicron came in January, it might have kicked our butts, but it didn't necessarily kill as many people as the older ones did. And I think we're going to see that. The more we have some sort of immunity, the less these things are going to be able to kill us because we have some sort of immunity. We might not have herd immunity. We might still get sick, but we have full herd immunity. But, you know, we do have some acquired immunity to this. So, you know, hopefully North Koreans, if we have been lied to, do have this. But what we don't want is a hot spot. You know, we don't want North Korea to become a hotbed. That's why I had said, if Americans don't want the vaccine, don't force them, ship the vaccine to countries that need it. Because these other countries can be sadly hot spots for new virus. And so if you know, you have North Korea, who's been lying this whole time, these people aren't vaccinated, and they end up brewing. I mean, we have found that you know, this has been a very, very smart virus, and it has been able to spread even in uninhabited, not very well-traveled areas. So 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no escaping the pain at the pump. Drivers are again waking up to a new record high price for gas. AAA just updated the national average, showing it's up a penny to $4.41 a gallon. Three states top $5, with California closing in on $6. This, as Brian Marks with the University of New Haven says, many oil producers are hesitant to increase drilling production.
Oil producers have been hesitant to increase production significantly or even at all.
The United States is again warning that next month will be critical for Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin testifying in a House budget hearing that much more will be needed to help the war-torn country. You're listening to USA Radio News. More people in northern New Mexico are bracing to be evacuated as the Calf Canyon Hermit's Peak wildfire rages toward Tahoe County. Wind and dry conditions helped the fire char more than 200,000 acres, forcing thousands of people from their homes. State Representative Roger Montoya.
The impact directly on citizens is dire. We have elders, extremely poor individuals, no homeowners insurance in many cases. Nowhere to go.
The National Weather Service says there are critical fire conditions across the Southwest, Southern Rockies, and High Plains. The Supreme Court justices are holding a private meeting Thursday. It'll be their first time gathering since the draft opinion from February was illegally leaked, showing the 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling may be overturned this summer. That would leave it up to states to decide abortion legislation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm middle-aged. I don't like it. I don't like being middle-aged. I feel I look middle-aged. I feel like I sound middle-aged. I think like I'm still 16, 17. Maybe I have some more wisdom. But I act older. And why do I act older? Well, because I don't want to fall. I have fallen as a middle-aged person, and it's a little harder to get up. And my knees. I don't know how many more falls before I'm going to need a knee replacement. And things are different. You know, things sag a little bit more and all that. And so if there was a fountain of youth, if there was a drink that I could just slurp down and become younger and slow aging, sign me up. I mean, I want to age gracefully. I'm not going to Botox like crazy. I mean, I haven't Botoxed yet, and I know I need to. Maybe I'll have to do a little eyelid lift and some nip tuck. I mean, I'll have to, especially if I'm still going to be on TV. But, you know, if there's a drink I'll drink it. Well, something tells me that drink is not going to taste like Coca-Cola. Because scientists believe they found the Fountain of Youth, and it involves a feces slurry. Yum. Yummy. So, according to these researchers, they published this in a piece called Microbiome, and you see where this is going. Our microbiome, our bacteria in our gut, control a lot. When people said when we were growing up, you are what you eat. And I'm like, so I'm a plum? So I'm a grape? I don't get that. You, what the foods you eat can manage your body and make things work. It could send signals to the brain, the bacteria that grow. And it's such an intricate system. My concern is there's foods a lot of us can't eat. And when we can't eat them, we get sick. We become ill. Now, is that our body's way of protecting us? Because those foods might have just hurt us? Like those with gluten sensitivities. Maybe that's the body's way of protecting people because they're like, look, you aren't supposed to be eating all this crap anyway. You're supposed to be eating, you know, food that doesn't have a lot of, you know, processed wheat and proteins and things like that. So your microbiome is better for when you eat a balanced diet of fruits, vegetables, and you don't have as much crap in your diet. But some of us, we just have bad microbiomes. So what scientists did is they did a fecal transplant where stool was implanted into somebody else. Now, they tested this on young to old mice, and they found that it reversed some of the effects of aging in the retina, the back of their eye, and the brain. So according to Simon Carding, head of the Gut Microbes and Health Research Program at the Quadram Institute in the United Kingdom, they said this groundbreaking study provides tantalizing evidence for the direct involvement of gut microbes in aging and the functional decline of brain function and vision, and offers a potential solution in the form of gut microbe replacement therapy. It really is exploding. If you guys thought feces and transplanting feces to somebody else, it's explosive in terms of its, no pun intended, in terms of its role in medicine. Remember we talked about these Clostridium difficile infections, these horrible gut infections that sometimes antibiotics can make worse? And so back in 2010, I was on air talking about how one husband donated his feces, you know, to his wife, and it helped cure her of Clostridium difficile. One of the listeners was like, I can't believe you're telling us that, blink, you know, on air. That, you know, that's not even true. And I sent them the scientific study. I'm like, I don't make this stuff up. They're like, oh, sorry about that. I don't feed you guys BS. I mean, whatever I have, I try to vet and give you. And the reason why is because it has micro, you know, everybody thinks, well, bacteria is bad. Bacteria can be good. Our skin has tons of bacteria on it. And it does that to keep bad things away. There's always this competing mechanism. You know, one of the reasons why we didn't have a bad flu season is because COVID competed. When you try to take over a cell, there's a competition there. So bacteria might compete. Bad bacteria want to land on your body. If there's other bacteria, they'll, like, go somewhere else. This spot's taken. I don't know if you've ever tried to be a prostitute and you've ever tried to go to, like, a corner and go, okay, I'll work here, you know, and you're, like, you know, kind of all getting all ready. And they're like, oh, no, this is my spot. Leave. You know, and then you can't, you know, do your prostitution there. That's kind of how it works. So some people ask, well, wait a second. Why does it have to be a slurry? Do we have to actually drink poop slurpees later? No. So, you know, many wonder, well, why can't you just transplant it into the colon? Just go and inject it. It doesn't work that way because much of your microbiome is your small intestine. You can't squirt hard enough to get that to pass all the way up through the, you know, sigmoid, descending, transverse, ascending colon up and then to the small intestine. If you are going to do a gut microbiome transplant or a feces transplant, it has to go in proximally or orally. Now, you don't have to drink it with a straw. You don't have to add, you know, milk or chocolate to get it down. It'll come in pills. Now, I'm not saying this is on the market, but fecal transplants, how they're done, is it's a pill you swallow. and it's brown. I mean, you can make it pink, you can make it another color, and I think that's what the pharmaceutical company is going to eventually have to do. But you know, and then you can also close your eyes, but you swallow it, it goes into your body. It has to be screened, obviously, for infectious diseases. And then hopefully enough of this bacteria can overcome your current bacteria and grow. You guys are doing something similar with probiotics. You guys are taking probiotics. You're taking them after an antibiotic wiped out your bacteria. So you're taking probiotics to increase it. When you guys eat food, are you sterilizing your food before you eat it? Are you putting it in an autoclave, making it completely sterile, and then using sterile utensils to put it into your mouth that you've sterilized? No. You are swallowing bacteria all the time. Your teeth, people ask, you know, why do you have bad breath in the morning? Not me personally, but yeah, probably too. But why do we have bad breath in the morning? Well, you have bacteria in your mouth. And you have saliva and you swallow in your sleep. But the bacteria have a chance to grow. And if you have a lot of sugar on your teeth and you didn't brush your teeth well, bacteria likes sugar and it grows. But another reason is that bacteria has a chance to grow. And then when you swallow, because we're always swallowing, it's to bring that bacteria in our mouth into our body. Now, you can't just, you know, re-change up the bacteria so much in your mouth. It helps with what you eat. And I also think that the more sugar, the more you have these bacteria that thrive on sugar, and then that's what you end up swallowing. But it's all related. Your lips, when you kiss somebody before dinner, are you scrubbing your mouth? No. So, you know, that's what happens. So researchers exchanged the gut microbes among three groups of mice, 3 months old designed as young, little babies, 18 months old designed as old, and 24-month-old mice classified as aged. A mouse that is 2 years old is equivalent to a human who is about 70 to 80 years old. They analyzed the changes in gut composition to better understand how fecal transplantation affected inflammation of the gut, the retina of the eye, and the brain. And these decline as part of aging, they call it inflammation. And the researchers found that transferring these fecal slurries from aged donors to young mice led to a weakening of the gut lining, which allowed bacterial production to enter the circulation, triggering inflammation, affecting the brain and eyes. But the harmful effects were reversed by fecal transplants from the young baby mice to the older. They said specific proteins associated with retinal degeneration were elevated in the young mice. So, I mean, this could be the key to blindness. This could be the key to a lot of things. So, not sure about fertility, though. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at DrDahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's DrDahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, our producer. So one of you asked about what is the open door policy of NATO, and why aren't more countries a part of NATO? And so I am a little confused by this. I have been under the impression that NATO, all right, has this all for one and one for all mentality, such that if any country within NATO gets attacked, then all NATO members go to its aid. And one of you had asked, why was NATO started after World War II? NATO didn't necessarily start after World War II. The UN, there's a little bit of a difference. The UN, the United Nations, was formed after World War II to make sure that people's rights. No more genocide would happen. I mean, that's why I keep calling on the UN. That, you know, where I wish they would be a more formidable force to help get these people out and stop people getting shipped off to camps. Currently, that's what the United Nations does. NATO is a little different. NATO is a European and North American defense alliance that was created more recently. This was, from what I understand, as the Cold War escalated. It's headquartered in Brussels, Belgium. The aim of the alliance, according to CNN, is to protect Western European countries from the threat posed by the Soviet Union and to counter the spread of communism after World War II. So when people go, why are there only, you know, what, 51 countries now a part of NATO? Why not more? Because it's a North American treaty organization. It is a European and North American defense alliance. It doesn't necessarily need to include, or doesn't necessarily include, you know, all the countries and all the other continents. So an armed attack against one or more of them shall be considered an attack around of all of them. This is not UN, this is NATO. Article 5 of the North Atlantic Treaty guarantees that the resources of the whole alliance can be used to protect any single member nation. This is crucial for many of the smaller countries who would be defenseless. Iceland, we're being told, has no standing army. Which means if Iceland is under attack, we have to help. You know, and hopefully nobody wants to fight Iceland. Hopefully Iceland, you know, but U.S. is the largest, most powerful NATO member. So, any state within NATO is going to have the help of the United States, which is huge. Which is why joining NATO is an advantage for anybody. Ukraine had not been a part of NATO. Hence, Ukraine right now is getting pummeled by Russian forces. They're holding their own, and NATO countries are helping them, you know, indirectly or as much as they can do without officially going to war with Russia. But if Ukraine had been a NATO member, Russia probably wouldn't have even invaded, because then we would have come in. So the alliance started with 12 founding countries. Over the decades, it's grown. So Albania, Belgium, Bulgaria, Canada, Croatia, Czech Republic, Denmark, Estonia, France, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Iceland, Italy, Latvia, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Montenegro, the Netherlands, North Macedonia, Norway, Poland, Portugal, Romania, Slovakia, Slovenia, Spain, Turkey, the UK, and the US. Ukraine has long hoped to join the alliance, but there has to be a consensus among members, and originally we were told that there has to be a unanimous, they might not necessarily vote, but there has to be a unanimous decision, because if Iceland's a part of NATO, Iceland now has to help fight off Russia. So many of these countries might have joined because they're like, look, nobody's going to mess with the U.S., you know, no one's going to mess with Italy. You know, we get, I mean, it benefits smaller countries to join. Russia has asked for ironclad guarantees that the alliance wouldn't expand further east. Russia does not want, see, whatever's NATO now means he has to take on this multi-country block. He doesn't want countries joining. Finland, Sweden, Ukraine, he wants access to them. And so now there's this big rush to try to get them in. There's an open door policy. NATO's open door policy is based on Article 10 of their founding document, the North Atlantic Treaty, 1949. The treaty states that the NATO membership is open to any European state in a position to further the principles of the treaty and to contribute to the security of the North Atlantic area. It states that a decision on enlargement must be made by unanimous agreement. NATO, they believe, has helped increase stability and prosperity in Europe. It's aimed at promoting stability and cooperation and at building a Europe united in peace, democracy, and common values. They respect the right of every country to choose their own security arrangements. Every sovereign country has a right to choose for itself whether they join any treaty or alliance. And that's, they even can leave. If an ally wishes to leave, they can. European countries that wish to join NATO are initially invited to begin an intensified dialogue with the alliance about their aspirations and related reforms. Aspirants may then be invited to join the Membership Action Plan, which is a program that helps them prepare for possible future membership. Participation does not guarantee membership. You could become, like I said, a partner. There's partners. I think Jordan right now is a partner, but not officially a member. So to join the alliance, you have to respect the values. You have to meet certain political, economic, military criteria. So that's interesting, because if Iceland doesn't necessarily have a active military, what was the military criteria? They say these criteria include a functioning democratic political system based on market economy, fair treatment of minority populations, commitment to resolve conflicts peacefully, an ability and willingness to make a military contribution to NATO operations, and a commitment to democratic civil-military relations and institutions. So I think it's a smart idea in terms of having this bloc where you hit one of us, you affect all of us. But, and, you know, countries slowly became members. The original members in the 50s were Belgium, Canada, Denmark, France, Iceland, Italy, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Norway, Portugal, UK, and the US. Then Greece and Turkey joined in 52 because the Cold War, West Germany, 55, Spain in 82. The Czech Republic, Hungary, and Poland joined in 1999. And then, of course, with the falling of the Soviet Union, now you were able to get Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania, Slovakia, Slovenia. These other countries decided, wait a second, okay, we're going to want to, you know, the Bucharest Summit in 2008 invited Albania and Croatia. So, you know, if we could have world peace, I am a fan of that. But sadly, two of the biggest players that might be very involved in political unrest and instability is Putin and then, you know, President Xi Jinping in China, President Xi. So we have these countries that might take advantage and expand, and such that they can bypass NATO and then later over encumber. Now, if these countries are smart, they work with. I mean, you know, we've been at peace. We don't necessarily need to. And that's the thing. When you're at peace, you don't necessarily need to expand. You don't need to. But now you have, once one person starts, another person starts. And then we hear North Korea wants to kind of get into the game. So it's definitely a uncomfortable situation. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.